B-Pod Studios.
The following podcast is PG, may contain sketchy advice, embarrassing anecdotes, and may not be suitable for parents who think they have their shit together.
This is PG with Roxanne Wilder.
Hi, Meredith. Take a deep breath. This is motherhood. This is parenthood. And trying to deal with work life too.
Yeah, no, it's hilarious because work can just be so awkward at times. But you know what? We're here and we're doing it, and hopefully people can totally relate.
You know what? I had a really bad day at work yesterday, and I left work and I was just wound up and stressed out, and I knew I was going to have to, because we've talked about this, sometimes yes. Work is easier than at home.
Yes, 100%.
In some ways, right? And so yesterday work was particularly harder than at home. And at home it's hard because of the energetic level. You have to chase a kid.
Little kids.
Right. You have to deal with the emotions of a 3-year-old or 4-year-old and the mental gymnastics of answering all their questions and telling them why they can't do something. So it's exhausting, and just the physical exhaustion. So I knew yesterday was going to be tough when I got home because I'm coming off a horrible day. And I get home and I said, you know what I'm going to do? Rather than just like lie on the couch and try to distract my kids and get them to kind of get off my back, like just be like a parent who's there, just my body.
But you need a break.
Right. So I packed him up and I took him to Busch Gardens.
Oh, awesome. Because, you know, distraction.
Yes.
And there's stuff for them to do.
For me.
Yes, exactly.
And then we got to Busch Gardens. We have a fun pass, so we can go whenever. And so we got there and we were just like, just seeing Daviana, everything through her eyes. I mean, we're literally driving down Busch Boulevard.
Yeah.
And on the side of the road, they see the roller coasters popping up. And they're like, oh, we're here. Even the baby who can't talk, she's like, And it just took my mind off everything. Aww. Like, stepping into the theme park made me feel like, forget about the rest of the real world.
Yeah. It's a great luxury that we have here living in the Tampa Bay area. Not only do we have Busch Gardens, but if we want a quick getaway to Orlando or something like that, what, an hour and a half drive, depending on traffic. Yeah, it's great to take the kids to a theme park or just to get out of the house, really.
Right.
And not just go to the park, go to the same stuff. But it's nice to go. A theme park has a million different options for you to think about and do. It's great.
Right.
Yeah.
It really does. It really does. So anyways, what's been going on with you?
Oh, okay. So I got to tell you what happened to me yesterday. You might love this. You might not. So the night before, my husband had to go out for a work dinner to entertain some clients and all that stuff because he works in sales. Totally fine. Go. But of course, I'm stuck at home with the kids, which is fine. That's what I signed up for. I made them. So that's cool. And things were going great that night, except for my older daughter, Aubrey, wouldn't stay in her room. And I need like 30 minutes to myself at least before I pass out. Right. Stay in your room.
Yes.
Not working. Finally, I bribed her. I was just like, listen. You know that special like gelato ice cream that you like? And she's like, yeah, I really want the one with the green and then the white vanilla and all that next time. And I go, okay, stay in your room. And then when I pick you up from school the next day, aka yesterday, we can go get some ice cream. Boom. It worked. She stayed in her room all night. Cool.
So good, like, job. There's nothing wrong with a little bribery.
I needed some mommy time. Husband's out of the house. I want me time. Baby's already asleep. Like, leave me alone just for a little bit before I pass out. Anyway, a little unwinding. I was like, you know, but make sure you're good. You go to school, all that stuff. She's like, yeah, okay. She stayed in her room. So I was super excited. Instead of standing outside in like 100-degree weather with the kids and getting ice cream, and you know how hot it is.
Yes.
I do not like outside when it's this hot.
Me neither.
At all. Don't sign me up for anything.
You grew up in Jacksonville, but
it's still hot and I don't like it.
Feels hotter now.
Yes, 100%. So yesterday, instead of taking her to go get ice cream, it's super hot, that I'll bring it to her at school, right? So I get it on the way to go pick her up. Have the ice cream in my hand and I'm walking into the school and I warned them. I was like, listen, normally I wouldn't bring this in here, blah, 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 but I have to because it's melting in the car. And they're like, no, it's fine. Don't do it all the time. I walk in there. I open up her teacher's room and I look at the teacher and I look at, was she a good girl or was she difficult today? Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Right.
Teacher goes, thumbs down.
Oh, no.
She walked over to me. She goes, she would not sit down today. She was running around during nap time. She got up 3 times trying to wake everybody up.
I love Aubrey. She sounds like a good time.
For sure. Do you see why I needed a little break that night? And so what did we have a conversation about last night? You get ice cream, but you got to be a good girl. So you know what I did? She saw the ice cream, but she saw me talking to the teacher, and she starts getting upset, and she stops talking. I go pick up the baby down the hallway, and the ice cream is in my hand in a cup and melting everywhere. And she's like, Mommy, I want, can I have my ice cream? And I opened up the trash can with my foot and I threw it away in front of her face. And I go, no, you don't get ice cream. Boom, in the trash can. And you want to know why? And I just, I didn't yell at her in front of other parents, but I lectured her. I go, you're not listening to your teachers. I go, how dare you be disrespectful to a teacher? Or I go, not only is that bad to the teacher, but it's bad for me. You know, because that means you're not listening to me either. I went, oh, my God, she threw a fit and was crying and all that stuff.
So was she crying there at school? And
oh, yeah.
Okay.
She walked out of the school like super upset because I threw her ice cream that told her she could have, but had to be a good girl, in the trash. I'm a trash kind of parent. I will throw your tablet out in the trash can in front of your face. Now, I'll grab it, you know, when she's is in timeout and stuff like that, but I'll throw it out. I will.
I do that all the time. Yes. I'm just like, I will throw it in the garbage truck when it comes down the street.
Yes. Okay, cool. Now, here's my question.
I will run it over with our tires.
100%. And I mean it, too. But the thing is that Anthony is not on board with the whole throwing out stuff. I've thrown out toys before and actually let them go into the truck.
Right.
I will throw out your ice cream in front of your face because you're not listening to me and you don't get rewarded for bad behavior. So, like I said, I'm not going to actually throw out her tablet, but I'll threaten it. I'll hold it above the trash can or whatever. But I really feel like that draws a line in the sand, Roxanne. Yeah. It's like you need to behave because you will not get anything good in your life if you don't listen to me.
No. It's
he hates it, though. He's totally against it.
Okay, so hearing you tell this makes me feel so much better. And it just reminds me, like,
I guess I mean, I don't know.
You can tell me this story and we can laugh about it.
Yeah.
But God, when you're going through it and in the moment, it's tough.
It is tough.
It is so tough.
Do you really think I want to throw something out like that? Absolutely. I brought it to her. I was so excited. Like, she's going to love this. I can't wait to make her happy. And then what happened?
Yes. Yeah. I know. I've been in those exact situations. So do you kind of think, though, and I would have done the same thing.
Break
same
it down.
Thing. You
Break
have
it
to.
Down. Am I is this not a good idea?
No. No, it's a great idea, and I would have done the same. But the old version of me before I had kids, like picturing my mom doing something like that to me, which I was a pretty good kid, but you know, she did some crazy things when I drove her to it.
Right.
And picturing my mom doing something like that or, like, seeing it in Mommy Dearest, that just seems like a crazy, cruel mom thing, right?
Right.
But that you have to do it. I do the same thing in that when she's mouthy or she's not listening and it's just beyond the point of no return.
Talking back.
I'm calm. I'm reasoning. Then maybe I'm, no, you're going to do this. No, there's not. When it just keeps on going, sometimes it takes me a long time, but I snap.
Yep.
And I get on. I've, like, gotten on top of her, like, not, like, physically hurt her or anything,
right.
But, like, in her face.
Yeah.
Almost like
on her level.
Yes. The mama bear has to know, or the child has to know, this is the mama bear.
Right.
And don't push her too far.
Yeah.
And those are the times when Doug is like, and I feel like this is that moment with you throwing it in the trash can where it's like drama.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you need to listen to me. And Doug's like, okay. Oh, you're scaring me.
How can we de-escalate this situation? Yeah. No, and I turn into a crazy human being at that moment because that's when he's actually learned now to step in so it doesn't get to that point.
Yes.
But guess what? He wasn't there. And second of all, I went out of my way to do this for you so you wouldn't be out in the hot weather. I went and did it for you.
Yep.
I was excited about surprising you. I told the teachers I had to bring outside food in, which that's a big no-no. Okay, everybody knew that you were getting hooked up with ice cream, and then you couldn't even listen to your teacher that day. And by the way, by the time I picked up my other daughter, my tiny little baby, it was like melty, melty, melty.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So what else am I going to do with it? Just hold it and not put it in the trash can?
Right.
So it's kind of like it was going to happen either way.
Right.
No, I told her. And she was stunned. And for the rest of the evening, time out, no TV. And I bet you when I pick her little butt up today from school, I will get, like, all amazing reviews from everybody because she learned a lesson.
Yes, exactly. I know that's going to happen. See, it's called tough love.
Yeah, exactly. Little punk ass.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.